deeper and deeper.
You were counting.
Yes.
Why were you counting?
Do you know Anne? I was counting for her. You may not know her.
I was curious.
Yes. Where are you now? Am I talking to Jane again?
Yes.
Where are you now, Jane?
I'm in the trees behind the hotel, behind the shed.
What kind of trees are there?
Mostly pine. Some fir trees. I don't see anything else. Right here, some areas have other kinds of trees. This is almost all pine forest right here.
And where is here?
American City.
Are you at the hotel?
I told you I am behind the hotel.
Okay.
There is a there is a cleared area where some of the trees have been cut down. Back here, and I have to tend the soap kettle, and I have time to talk with you for a while.
Okay, what is a soap kettle?
Soap.
Oh, a soap kettle. Are you making soap?
Yes.
How do you make soap? I'm curious to know that.
Well, they used to buy the soap for the hotel, but we always made soap at home, Mama and I. And I said, I can do that if you will. Prepare the hopper for the ashes and have someone carry the large buckets and things that I cannot do myself, and it will be less dear for the hotel if I make soap for them. And what they do not use from one time to the next, I may sell in town. So
how do you mix? What do you, I'd like to make some soap. I would like to know how to mix it. What do you put into it?
Well, it's quite simple. They save the ashes from the stove. And I had Tom, who works in the barn for the hotel. He watches the, takes care of the horses and for the hotel and the guests. He made a, took a barrel, part of a barrel, to hold the ashes, and then we pour water through to drip the lye from the ashes. Then I must capture this and mix it with fat. We save up the fat, hog fat or whatever we have, and then they must be heated together and stirred and stirred until they become very thick, and then we pour them in into a mold. They ordered the molds. You don't have to use a mold. You can use a pan, or they can be cut into small squares, but you can. Have you never made soap?
No, I haven't.
Well, you can purchase a mold to pour the soap. That's, it's very liquid. Sometimes if I don't do it right, it doesn't become firm enough. And then I have to go find something to put into it to make it thicker. Sometimes I can find wild violets, I think they are, to put them into the soap so it smells nice.
Do you enjoy making soap?
No. It's rather hot work, and it's lengthy, but I'm here by myself. Sometimes I sing.
What kind of a song would you sing? Could you tell me what you sing? I wouldn't want you to sing it, perhaps, but maybe you could just tell me what it is.
Andy always liked Kathleen Mavourneen. That's Irish, I think.
Kathleen what?
Mavourneen.
Mavourneen?
Mavourneen.
What does Mavourneen mean?
I don't know.
How would it go?
I'm not Irish.
Could you sing a little bit of it for me? I love music.
I think it's a very old song. I don't know. Yes, I...
Just a little bit of it.
You understand, this is not my voice.
It's not your voice. Whose voice is it?
I don't know. If I know the words, And I know the tune. I don't know if it can be sung by her. Do you understand?
Oh, I would like to understand.
Very well. Yeah, there are two verses. It's rather long. I'll only sing the first one.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Kathleen Mavourneen, the grey dawn is breaking. The horn of the hunter is heard on the hill. She has a very low voice.
Is your voice more?
The lark from her light wing, the bride too is shaking. Oh, Kathleen Mavourneen, what slumbering still.
I think that was very pretty.
She cannot sing that song.
Was your voice higher in pitch?
Very much so.
Very much so. Oh, but the words are pretty. I'm so happy that you sang that for me.
My Andy used to sing that. He had a glorious voice, beautiful tenor, and I loved to hear him sing it. And he would sing very often. He also liked another one about a Kathleen, and I used to ask him, did you have a sweetheart named Kathleen? And he knew I was only joking.
What was Kathleen? How does that go? If you don't want to sing it, you can give me the words, it's okay.
What?
Kathleen?
That was an American song, and not very old, this one. I don't know that I can remember.
That's all right.
The words.
I'm so happy you gave me a melody that you know. Okay. Where are you now, Jane? You're still in the woods, or are you someplace else now?
Well, right behind the shed. I'm under a tree next to the shed, and I'm just sitting with my back against the wall.
I'm so happy that you shared a melody with me and your soap making. I'd like to know the formulas, how I can make that soap. Maybe I can pick some violets and put into it too.
The formula. Proportions.
Yes, proportions. That's right, proportions, yes.
Oh. Well, when I make it, I don't do this too often, and so I make a lot, two or three batches. If you put too much in the pot and try to cook it all, it would never get thick enough But I do use about 5 large tubs of the lye at one time in, oh, I suppose 15 pounds, 15 to 20, I would say. I had to experiment to, because I make it in such a large quantity compared to what we ever made at home, that I had to experiment, and now I know I have so many tubs of lye and so many cans of hog fat. And about 15 pounds of whatever fats we can save up.
How do you mix the lye? Do you mix that with the water? Or?
Well, there is a little water. We pour the water through the ashes to get to drip the lye through. You can buy it. But we burn wood to heat. Most everyone does here. And so we can use the ashes to good advantage. And why not? There is some water. About less than half as much as lye. Sometimes Tom puts too much through the ashes and they are the lye is not strong enough, and then I add less water, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, I do.
That's difficult if you have never done this to try to explain. I wish I could have truly sung that song. I would have liked you to have heard it properly.
In your own voice.
Well, yes.
Why must you use this voice?
Oh, well, I have no other.
Where are you now, Jane? Would you want to share that with me? Where are you? You're using another voice, and that would mean that. Where are you?
I told you where I was. I said I was behind the hotel.
Yes. Okay.
That I am there. But to speak to you, I must have this voice.
Could you explain that?
I don't think so.
Do you know why?
Well, because you are not where I am.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. And then where am I? Can you tell me where I am, and from your reference point, where you are? Where am I then?
You are, you are there. I don't know what you mean.
Could you describe what I look like?
No.
And I am a voice to you then, speaking to you?
That's right.
Now, what do I mean to you, Jane? Only if you wish to share it. Only if you wish you want to share this information.
You are a true person, I know. And you seem honest, and you are willing to listen.
Yes. Is there something you'd want to tell me more, where I may be of some help to you? Do you think that I may help you in some way?
Help.
Perhaps to understand things better. Maybe to understand yourself better, or to understand me better.
I like it that you are willing to listen.
I want to listen. I enjoy listening to you. I want you to know that.
Thank you.
There may be other things you'd want to share with me. Would you want to do that now? Some things may be important to you that you'd want to share with me.
That is true, but this is not the time for sharing some things.
I will leave it up to your choice, Jane. Share with me what you will and what you want to.
You have been very questioning.
Yes.
In the past, and I am somewhat surprised that you are not asking many questions. I have you no questions.
Oh, I have many questions. I'd like to know, too.
Only soap.
Well, I would like to know how you lived your life and what happened to you as your life went on. I want you to take me there.
Well, I must say this. The first time we spoke, I don't know how to phrase this. I was at the time of which I spoke, as I am now. However, it was difficult. I felt everything I felt. Before. Do you understand? As did she. I don't know why that was.
As did she. Who is she?
The one who cannot sing.
You don't know her name, though. Do you
know
her name?
She said her name, but I don't feel I know her. I have not spoken with her. But that first time it was difficult, painful is what I mean.
Oh, how was it? Why was it painful?
Painful because the experience was painful, and I decided that if you must know about my parents' home or other things that might be painful, I would find a, I don't know if I should be telling you this.
Why shouldn't you?
I don't know. Well, I am telling you this. I would find a place that was comfortable and relay the information to you that you desired. You understand?
Where would that comfortable place be?
Oh, today it is behind the barn. It's very, this is July and it's beautiful out of doors.
July what?
July 23rd.
And what year is it then?
1904.
Do you know what day it is? The day of the, what week is it?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes, and it's surprising that we have not too many guests today. I was able to do this, and it's not an unpleasant task. I rather enjoy it. At times it's hard work, but I am with people so much. I must constantly act on the demands of other people that I enjoy being alone.
But you're not really alone because you're talking to me.
That's true. Yes.
And where am I? Am I sitting with you then?
No.
But yet I'm there with you.
Yes. I feel you are. And since I speak with you, you must be.
Yes. Then what would I be to you then? What am I to you? What would I be to you?
I don't understand.
Well, am I your friend or am I an acquaintance? Or am I a thought, a memory?
Memory? No. A thought, perhaps. a friend, I think you have said so. She thinks so, and I believe that is true.
Yes. Where would you want to take me now? Let's go forward now and away from the soap shed and the soap making. And I enjoyed your singing, and it's such a pleasure to
I did not enjoy that. I don't know what it is you want to know. What
I would like to know, Jane's whole life. I'm sure she was born, and I'm sure that she left this earth at one time also. Would you want to go back to share your earlier childhood with me, or would you want to go back and to share?
If I may stay here and only relate to you the evenings.
Rather than go back there?
There are many very painful memories that I found I did not wish to experience again, and if I may simply relate to you the events as I remember them.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That's fine.
Did I tell you that where I was born, I was born in Chicago. That's in Illinois.
Yes.
And I lived there until I was 13, past 13. My probably one of my earliest memories is the fire. I think I did tell you that my father had been injured.
Yes.
During a fire.
Tell me about your childhood, what school you went to, and your friends you had as a little girl. Can you remember them? And the name of the school, and the name of the street that you lived on. Can you tell me that, too?
Well, did you want to hear about... I was going to tell you about the fire.
Yes.
And how Papa got burned. That's probably the first thing I remember. It happened on my birthday.
How old were you then when it happened?
I was 4 years old.
You were 4 years old.
And this was when we lived on LaSalle Street, in a flat upstairs. I have some memories, but nothing of any significance before that time, but that event stands out very plainly.
Was that a big fire?
Oh, they now call that the Great Fire, and it consumed so much of the town. Papa said later,
do you think the voice is getting tired that you're using?
It's all right. Papa said that the reason Chicago burned because it was built of sticks. I don't know. Mm. But I guess it was mostly wood. It was, we had had fires. We had watched the day before there had been a fire, and we could see across where we lived was not that many squares from the river. And we could see across the river, and we had watched them some distance away in the west division somewhere. I didn't know where it was at the time. Now, some of this I may be recalling, some I may have been told, later. I'm not always sure which is which. But I do remember watching some flames. It was very hot and a very strong wind began to blow. But I was not frightened. Somehow, I guess a little child does not understand. And I wasn't frightened at all, I remember. We had watched from the upstairs bedroom window the flames as they consumed what looked like the whole town south of the river, the whole town. It was simply unbelievable. My parents thought we were safe because of the river. But the fire burnt. It jumped over the river, the Chicago River. And they put all my clothes on me. I thought it was some kind of a game, and Mama and Papa did truly try to keep me from becoming frightened, I suppose. They pretended it was a game, and we all put on all of our clothes, and it was terribly hot. Papa had his night shirt on and everything on top of it, including his hat, and a pillow slip full of Mama's jewelry and a clock that Grandma had given her, and a few treasures. And I wasn't frightened until we left our home.
What was the name of the street of your home? Do you know that?
LaSalle Street.
It was LaSalle? Oh, that you told me that last
yes.
time. Yes. Okay,
yes.
I remember now. What was the number of again? I forgot the number.
Well, I'm not absolutely certain that the number that was on the buildings when they built them was the number that was on our house, because the way our house was when it burned was not the way they built it. And how can I say this? The parcels of land were not exactly the same. The building was larger. It probably was the same number, but I only recall the number as I saw it after the fire.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes.
All right, that was 510. I don't... That more than likely was the number also on our house. It was in the same location, but this building was bigger, and they could have changed the number some. I don't know.
Okay.
But well, we left. Our landlady left on a neighbor's cart, and we rode with some people, but it was very difficult traveling because people had dumped all of their furniture in the street, and I was frightened when we started to go because everyone was running around, and it was noisy, and people were just screaming.
Well, after the fire.
Well, I wanted to tell you what happened to Papa was when we got to the lake shore where we had arranged to meet our landlady, she was not there. And someone said she had gone back to the house to get something. And so Papa told Mama that he would meet us. Now this I do remember. He would meet us at the park and to go to the park, which was on the lake. And we should be safe there. So Mama and I started toward the park, which was some good distance from where we were. But we were along the lake. We had gone to the lake shore.
What was the name of the lake?
Lake Michigan.
Oh, yes.
Have you never...
You told me that last time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you an American?
Yes. I was born in Connecticut.
Well, I have heard of that.
Why would you ask if I am an American?
Well, you seem to know so little sometimes about places of which I have spoken.
It's because I haven't been in that area. See, I'm not familiar with Chicago and Illinois, and see, I was born in Connecticut.
Well, I'm not familiar with Connecticut.
If I were to tell you that I was born in 1921, what would you say to that? That is in your future.
That would not surprise me.
Mm-hmm. You were born when? Your birthday is in the...
67. I was born in 67.
And what day was that again?
You mean day of the week? I don't know. I don't know. But,
no, when is your birthday?
The date?
Yes.
October 9th.
I see, okay. Well, I was born December 11th. In 1921.
Yes.
That's a long time after you were born.
Oh, yes.
And yet I know you, and I'm talking to you, and you know me. How is that possible?
Because you were willing. And because she was willing.
How could you explain then that you were born? Could you tell me when you died?
I could.
Would you?
Not at this moment, no.
Okay. But do you think that you will sometime?
Yes.
Okay. I was born in 1921 and I'm 58 years old. And this is 1980. And I'm talking to you in 1904 as Jane Tweed. I am curious to know, how is this possible? You must have more information and insight as to how this is possible than I do. Would you want to share how this is happening? Only
no.
If you want to.
No.
Do you know how it is happening? It's okay, you don't have to tell me if you don't want to, but do you know how this is happening and why it's happening?
How and why?
Yes. Hmm. I'm talking to Jane Tweed, who lived in...
I know better why than how.
All right, tell me why. I'll take that as being... Okay.
You. Primarily, let me simply say this, because I wished it to be so, because she was willing for it to happen, and because you are willing to listen.
Yes. Then are you a thought, or are you a real person, Jane? I know I'm here in 1980, and I'm listening to Jane Tweed.
I am not in 1980.
No, but I am, and yet we communicate through time and through space. Through time and through space. I am the future that you have not known, and you are the past that I don't know, and yet we are communicating and talking to each other. Would this be puzzling to you?
No.
I would love to understand this more completely, if you are willing to share it with me.
You will understand in time.
May I ask you, as you say I'm inquisitive, may I ask you then, that I will understand in time. Is it for someone else to speak to me then, to tell me?
You will understand in time.
Will it be beneficial for me to understand?
Yes, I think so.
Will it help me grow?
I don't know if that is the manner in which you wish to grow, perhaps.
Well, in understanding. Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do.
I also.
Good.
Do you think this is permitted by God?
Yes.
Making you uncomfortable by being too inquisitive?
Yes.
Would you answer why?
Well, because that was not my purpose.
I see. Would you want to share with me your purpose?
In time I will, yes. My purpose is rather an insignificant one, I'm afraid. But I will tell you in time.
I'll appreciate that. I will appreciate that. Then Jane Tweed lived at one time in a physical body, and I am now in 1980 a physical body. Is it possible for you to explain this a little more to me? Please understand, these are only questions that you need not answer if you feel uncomfortable. I will not be angry with you. I will still enjoy talking with you. Where are you now, Jane? and feel.
I truly wish you would not question me so.
Does it cause discomfort to you?
It is not for me to answer your questions.
Who could I speak to in order for these questions to be answered? Not necessarily now, but perhaps at another time.
You could ask when you pray.
I should ask them in my prayer?
I would say so.
All right. Then could you... Who would I pray to then, and how would I pray? Could you inform me on that somehow?
I think you know that.
Yes, I do know that. Yes, I do. What would you want me to do now? I learned to be cooperative with Jane Tweed.
I think perhaps enough has been said today.
You think enough has been said today?
Yes.
I haven't disturbed you too much then. I know I may be giving you challenging questions, and I know you're
challenging.
It's all right if you don't answer them. I accept that. With the Lord is there's freedom of choice and there's freedom of decisions. Therefore you have a right to that freedom to decide, and I have no right to impose upon you the things that you would not want to express, unless it would be freely and willfully from you. For with God is there's freedom and willful expression.
I simply it was not my purpose that to convey the type of information you want to know. That was not within my purpose.
Was it within your choice? It's not within your choice to do it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think not. But I am not certain of that. But in any case, I do not wish to.
I'll accept your wishes. I'll accept your wishes as being valid. And I respect your decisions. I want you to know that. Can you accept that?
Yes.
Okay. Are we still friends then?
Yes.
Okay. You must understand I am an inquisitive man.
I understand that.
And I'm very...
Better than you think.
Okay. Is this Jane speaking?
Yes.
Okay. Well, don't you feel that I must be inquisitive? And I must search?
I don't know.
And seek?
That is up to you.
Yes. For Christ said, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you. Ask and you will receive.
Yes.
And I follow the Lord's will. am searching, seeking, and knocking to understand you better, to understand life better. So what you share with me, therefore, is very valuable. Would you believe that to be true? Jane, you need not to answer that either. Do you wish to stop this communication now and wait until another time, Jane? Be here with me. I want you to be here with me, Anne. Mm. This is Henry. It's 1980. Mm. On a count from 1 to 10, you'll be fully intact in mind and body as you were before you entered the state of mind. Knowing that the deeper levels of your soul and mind are still in contact with God, for God created all things. I want you to be here in Southern California with Henry. It's 1980. It's March 14th. This is March 14th. One, you're awakening more, becoming fully intact. Two, I want you to know that you will feel better, more in harmony with life, with your husband, with your children, with people around you. Three, your thoughts are clearing, your mind is clear, unencumbered by interferences of any kind from any source whatsoever, with the exception of God and Christ. Four, won't you feel a sense of peace, a sense of comfort and warmth within you, knowing that you have friends and people who love you and people who care? Five, won't you be waking up now? Six, more and more now. The lights are brighter, the colors will be brighter, the air fresher, everything will be much better. Eight, waking up now, that's it. Waking up. When you open your eyes, you'll be clear, alert, as if you had slept for several hours, feeling wonderful, feeling fine and happy. Nine, you're here now, complete, intact, full in every way. And 10, you may open your eyes now and be wide awake and alert in every way. Could you remember anything else?
Well, that was funny. I heard you talking to me before. The only thing I remembered was the very, almost the last thing you said. But you were talking to me. I don't remember what you said.
Mm. How do you feel now, though, overall? Do you feel more rested? I notice your nasal passages are clean now.
Yeah. I don't feel so fuzzy like I did last time. I'm very relaxed.
Yeah, well, I took it a little slower to bring you, you know, out of it.
Oh.
You feel a little stronger now. You feel kind of as if you had a good nap, right?
Oh, yes, I feel like I slept for a long time. Stiff.
Well, how long did you think it was?
Oh, I don't have any idea. I don't even know when we started.
What would be your concept of the passage of time?
What was it, about a half an hour?
About a half hour. Okay, well, it was roughly about an hour.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you sound much calmer than when you came in.
I feel fine. Yeah, and I can breathe.
Okay, I'll shut the tape off.
Okay. Yeah.